This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Taliban is claiming they have captured Kandahar, the birthplace of their movement and the second largest city in Afghanistan. It's the 12th provisional capital overrun by the Taliban in about a week. President Biden has put another 3,000 boots on the ground to assist the evacuation of embassy personnel in the capital of Kabul. A Hurricane Hunter aircraft has found Fred very near tropical storm strength. As of 11 p.m. Eastern Thursday, Fred was 450 miles east-southeast of Key West, Florida. Maximum sustained winds are only 35 miles an hour. A tropical storm watch is in effect for the Florida Keys west of Ocean Reef to the Dry Tortugas National Park at the mouth of the Gulf. Anita Dunn, a senior advisor to President Biden, has been able to get around publicly disclosing her personal finances and business interests due to an ethics loophole. She has left the White House officially Thursday and will now focus on Biden's re-election campaign. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to see record numbers of illegal immigrants entering the United States, many infected with the coronavirus. Tim Berg with the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
U.S. border officials recorded more than 210,000 encounters with illegal immigrants crossing the southern border in July alone, a number not experienced in decades. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas made a trip to the U.S.-Mexico border on Thursday and is downplaying the July encounters number.
The situation at the border is one of the toughest challenges we face. We have seen surges in migration before. We've seen them in the past, and migration surges are not new.
Mayorkas also blaming the Trump administration for reducing aid to countries like Guatemala. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening, and a happy TGIF to you, my friends. Yes, it is Friday the 13th. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As inflation is slamming the U.S. economy, costing the American consumer more and more without any relief in sight, the cost of gasoline is up nearly 42% since the Trump administration was in office. President Biden's plan to curb the cost of fuel is an open letter to OPEC nations, asking them to please produce more oil. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says his state can make up for the shortcomings if the Biden administration would just stay out of the way. President Biden's first act as president was to halt the Keystone Pipeline, stopping the flow of oil and killing thousands of union jobs. Unemployed Keystone worker Lynn Allen on Fox News says the governor is absolutely right.
Texas can absolutely flood the United States of America with oil. And this administration they got right now is hurting so many oil and gas workers, it's not even funny. Our families are suffering, and yet he wants to go to the foreign nations over there and buy oil? That don't make sense. What's wrong with this administration? What's wrong with it? Why can't he not take care of his people, the American people, like it used to be. And how it used to be was America first. Now I guess we're America last, because no, they don't care. They do not care. All it is a roundhouse money way for him to skim more money in some sense. I don't understand it. When we've got the good riches of the deep right here, then and more than we can ever burn.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And we've got Nick Adams. Yes, he's back with us, the best-selling Australian author, columnist, and commentator. Got a new book to talk about. Nick, welcome to the show. Good to have you back with us. How are you?
Bill, really good. Always great to be with you and your listeners.
Hey, all is well in this era of COVID and going through this roller coaster ride with the rest of us, huh?
Well, it's been challenging the last 18 months, no doubt about it, Bill, but all we can do is put one foot in front of the other and keep on marching forward and keep on trying to protect the greatest country in the world. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people against it right now.
Yeah, without a doubt. And to that point, before we get into your book, Trump and Reagan, Defenders of America, your assessment, as you see it, with what's happening, you know, from the interior of America, I mean, a lot of these Democratic policies from this current administration has the majority of Americans scratching their head right now, Nick.
Well, that's I think you're absolutely right, Bill. Unfortunately, there are a lot of Democrats in America that want to turn the United States into a socialist country. They want to transform it. They want to reset it, I think is the most recent terminology that they've used. Mm-hmm. They don't like America or what it stands for. They don't like its founding. They don't like its history. They really don't like anything about the people or the place that they were born in or moved to and live in. And
yes,
that's very sad.
Yeah, and enjoyed prosperous lives. And, you know, it is amazing. And what are they thinking, you know, to move, you know, to a socialist existence? I mean, it's so shocking and I guess wearing even by, you know, the woke side of, you know, of their constituency, that Bill Maher even had to say that, look at, there's not a lot of good, you know, coming out of this deal. I see a lot more death in the future of America embracing, you know, socialist policies.
They really, yes. I mean, I think that's a very, without a doubt, Bill, that's something that we need to be concerned about. I do believe that they want to transform this place. I do mm-hmm. think they want to make it unrecognizable. And it does display, to your point, a tremendous lack of intelligence and perspective to think that this country is a bad place. This is
exactly
the greatest on earth. That's why everyone wants to come here. And we've just got to keep making sure that we're out there making the case for the United States.
Amen. Nick, this is a continuation of Barack Obama's dream that he would fundamentally transform America. My question when he made that statement, transform to what? And, of course, it's really obvious what they had in mind. And, of course, with his vice president, now the president, the dream continues and lives another day. And it's probably a fulfillment of what Barack Obama said when he was asked about serving a third term. He said he wouldn't want to necessarily serve a third term, but if he could be in the ear of whoever it was in the Oval Office, that would be a dream for him. And it seems that his dream and our nightmare are coming true.
I think that's a pretty fair assessment, Bill. You're right, certainly, in terms of the political world. It did kind of really begin with Barack Obama, that very significant outward expression of wanting to change America. Of course, as you know all too well, this is a culture war that's gone on for the last six decades.
Yes.
And we're seeing the fruits of that now in the political world with people like AOC and the Squad and everybody else. And look, it's just something that we need to really make a stand against, because if we don't, we're going to lose everything that we know. We're going to lose everything that we love about this place.
Mm-hmm.
I chose to come here, Bill. As your listeners can tell, I wasn't born in the United States of America, but I chose to come here because this place has got unparalleled freedom and unparalleled opportunity. And that's what's drawn a lot of people to the United States. And sadly, now we're seeing people within America, in most cases overwhelmingly born in the place, that want to change it to the places that we left.
Yes.
It's rather mind-boggling.
Well, actually, the people that left, you know, their oppressive countries, which, you know, we did, you know, our founding fathers 245 years ago made a decided turn away from their home country because of oppression and for the sake of freedom. But now we have immigrants who have come here, like you said, you know, they saw the light on a hill and were attracted to it and came here with hopes for themselves and their family members. And now all of a sudden they're starting to see, you know, that they went from one frying pan to another as, you know, their new home country is turning into their old home country.
And it's a very, very sad thing to see, Bill, let me tell you. As, you know, for people that have experienced something else and come to America and living the American dream, to see the United States of America, the new country that you love and adore so much, just kind of, you know, self really harm self.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, the young kids have been indoctrinated, according to Rasmussen. 36% of the young generation here do not care for America. They believe the institution has failed them. They do not align, and they are the ones that are this driving force. They're kind of at the vanguard of this movement towards socialism. These are the kids that are fresh out of college that have been indoctrinated by these progressive professors. And, you know, maybe these kids will find out the hard way that, you know, I say sometimes, Nick, that sometimes, you know, people so challenge the law of gravity, they need to get up on the roof and fall down. And when they hit the ground, they realize, hey, this is very painful. And because there's certain laws that are in play here. I think the good news of all this, Nick, is that like any movement that happens in any country, it starts with a small minority number of people. And so this is a rallying cry to the silent majority to stand up against this intrusion and this tyranny that's taking place, because what's at risk is the near and dear future of our kids and our grandkids and generations to come, not to mention here in America, but as you know, Nick, around the world, and you know what America has meant to Australia.
Look, Bill, every time I speak to an elementary, middle or public high school or college audience, I look the kids in the eyes and I tell them that the day that they were born here or the day that they moved here permanently is the day that they won the lottery of life.
Yes.
And they've got this incredible head start on anyone and everyone everywhere else. This is the best place to be, to live in, to work in, to start a business in, to grow a business in, to realize any kind of a dream. And sadly, lots of these children don't have the perspective. How could they? Mm-hmm. Being born somewhere, naturally, you just assume everywhere is the same.
Right.
But they don't realize the treasure that's at their feet and what they can do with that treasure if they are prepared to work hard and get up every time that they inevitably fall down, such is life. So I started an organization called FLAG, the Foundation for Liberty and American Greatness, and we're about doing exactly what you're speaking about, making sure that young Americans know what it is to be American, that they understand Americanism, and that they've got the confidence to defend it and protect it.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to share an idea with you when we come back, so stay with us. We've got more from Nick Adams after this.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. The author of the book, Trump and Reagan, Defenders of America, Nick Adams, is with us. Nick, I said I was going to share an idea with you, and then we're going to talk about your book. I just wrote a commentary on this that, you know, we have in Florida, in southern Florida and Miami, Little Havana and Calle Ocho, we have Cuban Americans who escaped the Castro regime. They know of communism. They know something that the professors in Americans' universities are not teaching, and I thought it might be wise to get the kids on buses instead of doing a traditional spring break and lounge on the beaches. Maybe they should go to Calle Ocho, Little Havana, and get a civics lesson, a real lesson on communism from Cuban Americans who, you know, interestingly enough, as we look 90 miles south of Miami, and you see Cuban yelling Libertad and proudly carrying the American flag, pointing to everybody that the American flag and liberty are one and synonymous.
Yes, I think that would be a very valuable part of any education process for a young American to go and spend time in a socialist country to see what life is really like under that kind of rule, under that kind of regime. That would be a most important thing. And we are seeing it play out in Cuba, and we've seen it play out all across the world, Bill.
Exactly.
There's only so much that people can take.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. Let's talk about your book, Trump and Reagan, Defenders of America. Why this book, Nick?
Look, I've been fascinated with both men all of my life, really, to be honest with you, Bill. I was on the Trump train from day one, read the Art of the Deal when I was 12. Obviously, Ronald Reagan, what can you say? Absolute legend. Both consequential and transformative presidents. I realized pretty early on that Trump essentially was the new Reagan for us. That's why I supported him from the 16th of June 2015. And look, comparisons are always tough. Different eras, different times, different circumstances. And on the surface, you wouldn't think, Bill, that there was all that much in common. Reagan was genteel and almost never offended. Trump not so much. Reagan often carried a firearm and had a ranch for 25 years, whereas Donald Trump's the product of America's biggest city and a billionaire businessman. Reagan was avuncular and much more versatile in his presentation, whereas Donald Trump's always the same. Dark suit, solid tie, Queen's accent.
Exactly.
Reagan, very careful with his words. Trump, of course, impulsive. But once you've gone to get past the superficial, Bill, you find that, you know, both men very, very, very similar.
Right.
Both political outsiders, of course. Their ideology really in many ways was American nationalism.
Mm-hmm.
Both men very optimistic and full of self-belief. Both very much men of the 1980s, very Hollywood. A little bit of trivia, both were around the same age when inaugurated. They're the only two presidents to have ever been divorced. Both of them saw outer space as humanity's final frontier and as an opportunity for global leadership. Both had this incredible ability, Bill, and I know that you've spoken about this on your show multiple times. Both had the ability to speak over the media and directly to the people.
Exactly.
And that's something that's really significant. Both endured battles with the political establishment, both remarkable campaigners, gifted communicators, both very pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-military, pro-God. And here's something really interesting. We delve into this in the book, Bill, Trump and Reagan, Defenders of America. Many of the criticisms about both men were identical, that they were overly simplistic, they were unintellectual, they exploited white male resentments, they were devoid of nuance. So that really tells you all that you need to know.
Exactly. And, you know, to me, I'm a bottom line guy because I have a business background, Nick. And this is what I was excited about with Donald Trump entering in, you know, to the presidential campaign. And that was one of the first questions I asked. Is this guy going to do what, you know, Ross Perot did to us? Because I thought Ross Perot came at a time and brought some business acumen to the debate. And some of us were hopeful that maybe that could be it. But he just could not sustain it. And I just wasn't sure if Donald Trump was going to, you know, take it to its completion. And he did. And as you said, I think, as you said, a different time, a different era. I think a time when, you know, Donald Trump really had to come on and be much more aggressive to break through, you know, some of the hard lines that had been done. As you said, we had just experienced Barack Obama. And what did he do? I mean, in tearing us down. And Donald Trump brought us back to the vision that America was great and that nationalism was okay, even though the media was kind of interesting. They took that term nationalism and tried to interpret it as something that was taking us back to World War II and Hitler.
Bill, you couldn't have said it any better. That's exactly right. Donald Trump more than lived up to expectations. I think he was the greatest president that we've ever had. In the back of my book, I actually include the best speeches in my opinion, of both Presidents Reagan and Trump. And I highly recommend that they're read and reread. And so I made this book a resource as much as a comparison. And, you know, I think the next generation, circling back to how we began this conversation, the next generation really needs to know the words of the two very best modern day American presidents.
Exactly. And so that they make better choices. I mean, by, you know, because this is the consent of the governed, and we need to hold people accountable. And regardless of what the mainstream media, what social media, how they have prejudiced the environment and really, you know, perpetrated, I think in many cases, and of course, this is yet to be discovered, Nick, as you know, an increasing number of Americans still want an audit of the 2020 election.
Well, until we're confident that our elections are secure and that there's election integrity, Bill, I think that kind of cloud is going to permanently hover.
Yes.
I, like many Americans, find it very difficult to believe the outcomes that were made official about the November 2020 election.
Right.
I certainly didn't see a Trump loss coming, I can tell you, and I was in all of the swing states in the lead up to the election, and I certainly didn't get the feeling that the mood of the country was the way that we're told the votes were. So I think it's very important that we make sure that our elections are secure.
Yeah, and it's interesting how obsessive the Democrats and the Biden administration, now coupled with the Justice Department, how they are over this, and even the media, that they do not want to talk about any questions about the legitimacy of this past election yet. But for 4 years, they pounded the holy what have you out of President Trump, and even went so far as impeaching him on a bogus, you know, oppo piece that was created by the Hillary Clinton campaign. I mean, this is unbelievable. We went through 4 years of this, all this pain and insistence that Donald Trump was illegitimate somehow. And here we are, you know, several months into the Biden administration, and we're intellectually questioning the results. As you said, they didn't add up. I traveled through 12 states prior to the election, and I've asked people, I go, guess how many Biden-Harris bumper stickers I saw through 12 states? Try three. And that's impossible. But yet, as much as the headwinds were against Donald Trump's popularity and all the negative reporting that the mainstream media had purposely designed, where 90% of that which was reported on Trump was purposely negative, and they did everything to tamp down any kind of word of mouth expression or support of Donald Trump. And everywhere I went, I saw thousands of banners and parades and everything for Donald Trump. And now we're told and led to believe that somehow this was legitimate and, you know, Joe Biden is the president. Trump and Reagan, defenders of America. Nick Adams, how can people be in touch with you?
Bill, they can go to nickadamsusa.com. That's nickadamsusa.com.
and they can get signed copies of the book and find out all the other information. They can follow me on Facebook and Twitter as well.
Nick Adams, you're awesome, buddy. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Listen up, America. You've heard all about tiny homes. Now, through this limited time offer, you can buy one for under $60,000. Yes, buy your new living space for under $60,000 with amazing easy payment plans. Imagine having up to 550 square feet of new living space that we can easily ship to your location and help with setup. Put your new small tiny home in your backyard or any empty lot. They make a perfect in-law cottage or turn a piece of property into a rental. Plus, they're great as a man cave, she shed, or home office. We have a limited supply, so order your tiny home right now for under $60,000 with a small down payment and easy payment plans. Call Teddy Sheds and buy your tiny home. Here's the number.
800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. That's 800-279-0419.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Taliban is claiming they have captured Kandahar, the birthplace of their movement and the second largest city in Afghanistan. It's the 12th provisional capital overrun by the Taliban in about a week. President Biden has put another 3,000 boots on the ground to assist the evacuation of embassy personnel in the capital of Kabul. A Hurricane Hunter aircraft has found Fred very near tropical storm strength. As of 11 p.m. Eastern Thursday, Fred was 450 miles east-southeast of Key West, Florida. Maximum sustained winds are only 35 miles an hour. A tropical storm watch is in effect for the Florida Keys west of Ocean Reef to the Dry Tortugas National Park at the mouth of the Gulf. Anita Dunn, a senior advisor to President Biden, has been able to get around publicly disclosing her personal finances and business interests due to an ethics loophole. She has left the White House officially Thursday and will now focus on Biden's re-election campaign. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. For more information on the show and an archive of all these great guests. These are experts that we handpick to deliver the truth no matter where it leads. You know, people with many years of experience and whose heart is wired to the American dream and our Constitution. I think that's only fair in light of all the other propaganda that's flying out there. We're the antidote to it, and this isn't about 8-second sound bites. We allow our guests to come on and to extrapolate and get into deeper detail as opposed to what you see on TV or in social media and these really quick click, bait click type of things that they throw at us. Well, the progressive left, as you know, and we've been talking about it all morning with Liz Peek and others, is remaking America. I mean, Barack Obama said the fundamental transformation of our country, remember? And that has not stopped. We got a little bit of a pause there with President Trump came on the scene. But boy, that upset their sensitivities, and they did everything to get him out after one term. But here we are. We're dealing with a $3.5 trillion budget resolution. And Heritage Action's press secretary is with us right now, Noah Weinrich. Noah, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for all that you're doing with Heritage Action, you know, and the team and their commitment. You know, Jessica, the executive director, you guys have been at the forefront to, you know, bring the truth of this situation to the American people, because what they're finding right now with too much of these policies You know, kind of like, and it goes back to what Nancy Pelosi said. I mean, her worldview is that you pass it and then you find out what's in it, right? Whether it's Obamacare or other, you know, things that they vote on, they just disrespect the people. They don't believe the people have enough intelligence that, you know, lucky for us that we've got these incredible people that are working supposedly on behalf of the country. As she said, they could be working, you know, three or four other jobs. But I think when it comes to efficiency, maybe they should try another job, because what they're doing on behalf of the American people, in my estimation, isn't very efficient. Am I being unfair here?
No, you're exactly right. You know, look, this week they have passed a $1 trillion so-called bipartisan budget bill or infrastructure bill. And now they're working on a $3.5 trillion bill. They passed the first framework for that. You know, these two bills are linked, you know, despite the fact that some Republicans, 19 of them, got on board the first bill, the so-called bipartisan infrastructure bill. That sort of served as a vehicle for the second $3.5 trillion bill. And this is an effort by Biden and Schumer and Pelosi to, as you said, fundamentally remake the country. Mm. This is not about infrastructure. This is about fundamentally remaking the country. Mm. How are they doing that? They're doing that through the biggest expansion of the welfare state since Lyndon B. Johnson. They're doing that through amnesty, which is included in the bill, passed by only 50 votes. That's going to bring in millions of more people who they want to make not only workers in this country, but voters as well.
Exactly.
They're doing that through the Green New Deal. People may have missed this, but the most recent bill, the budget framework for $3.5 trillion, includes the Green New Deal. So you have amnesty, you have the Green New Deal, you have a disastrous welfare policy, and more, all wrapped up into one package. And so that's the stakes that we're fighting today. This is possibly the worst bill I've seen in D.C. in my lifetime, and that's what I've heard from some other veterans around the Hill. It's incredibly high stakes, and then, you know, they're trying to pass this under infrastructure, but it is social engineering at its core.
Yeah, without a doubt. Noah Weinrich, the other analysts have pointed out that through infrastructure, this bill, and we're just talking about the 1.3, okay, we're not even talking about 3.5. They haven't, there's been some perspective on that as well, but particularly the 1.3, which just passed, that was less than 10% was really for true infrastructure, what most Americans would agree is infrastructure. I mean, this is all, you know, payoffs. This is to buy more votes by the Democratic Party. I mean, this is how they operate. And the American people need to see this. I mean, you keep putting Democrats in charge here and you give them this kind of power and they open up the vault and they start stealing. They're literally stealing from the future generations of America that have no say in this irresponsible expenditure of the people's money.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, this is cast as the first bill, the, you know, $1 trillion or so bill supported by some Republicans. They cast that as a pure infrastructure bill. They said it was paid for. But in reality, about 11% of it goes to roads, bridges, major projects. 11%.
Right.
That's $110 billion or so out of about $1 trillion. And they said it was paid for. And it turns out that last week we found out what conservatives have been saying all along. It adds $250 billion to the deficit. Mm-hmm. That's massive. To put that in perspective, you know, the much discussed bailout bill from 2008 was around $750 billion, not that much more. And now we're spending $250 billion of our children's money, of our future taxes.
Right.
That's going to come out of your paycheck through inflation and through taxes down the road. And that's only the start. That's only the one that Republicans agreed to. Mm-hmm. Just wait to see what happens in the Democrat-only bill.
Well, and you bring up the I word, and this is what's happening in reality. Is people are seeing what is happening with inflation, and though the Biden administration, again, misrepresenting, flat out lying to the American people and saying, oh, this is just transitory. I mean, that's a nice word to supposedly soften the blow. So now what are we going to hear 2 years later in much the same way that we heard from Barack Obama? Well, I guess they weren't so shovel-ready jobs after all. Ha, ha, ha. But meanwhile, you spent all this money. I mean,
exactly
people,
right.
People like this, Noah, in the real world, in corporate America, they wouldn't last 6 weeks. you know, because the stockholders would get them out of there. Well, the stockholders of America need to speak up and do something about this. We just can't allow this. We just can't say, well, that's, you know, that's close enough for government work. I mean, that's what got us in this mess, $30 trillion, and right now it's on its head, and the Democrats are really shoving this stuff down the throats of people. You know, I pointed out that during the primary election, if you remember, you know, what these Democratic candidates were selling to their own party, they could only garner maybe about 30% approval, if you remember, on these issues. Okay, so they could only garner about 30%, and this is amongst Democrats themselves. And then they win the election, and somehow in their own, I don't know, delusional mind, they think they have some sort of mandate. Well, if you could only garner 30% from your own party, what do you think you're going to do for the rest of America? And you just continue to shove it down our throats, and it doesn't make sense. And this is what, you know, James Carville, the Democratic strategist, had warned the Democratic Party about, said, you know, you better step away from all this wokeism. This is going to harm you, you know, incredibly if you continue down this road. Now, there doesn't seem to be any step back, you know, from this. They're continuing to push forward because, hey, look at, they're on a mission here.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It is pretty surprising to see them pushing policies that are not only outside the American mainstream, but the mainstream of their base.
Right.
If you look at the polling, you know, most Americans, even most Democrats, don't want, you know, multi-trillion-dollar bills financed by the debt that remake America. They, by and large, want some sort of, you know, paid-for bill that actually finances, you know, real infrastructure, real jobs, not things like electric vehicle charging or digital equity, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people need to remember this in coming elections. You know, the tempting thing is to write this off as, oh, another $1 trillion bill passed by Washington. Mm-hmm. But this is going to have significant effects. This is like we talked about inflation, the I word. You're already mm-hmm. seeing more at the pump. I just saw $5 gas in California when I was there this week.
Exactly. That's shocking. I know. Thank you for reminding me because I'm supposed to head there in another week. I've got something to look forward to. Of course, that's a little pause, and then I go, you know, I go to Hawaii to visit my daughter and grandkids. But then I'm going to come back for California for a week, so I'll have to be putting up with, you know, high $4, maybe $5 a gallon gas. It's insidious. And speaking of California, that seems to be the plan here. Democrats are trying to make the federal government, they're using California as an example. You know, California, 85% of their budget is locked in. They're trying to do the same thing to us so that when another president comes in, whether he's Republican or Democrat, hey, the fix is already in, right?
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, this is amazing. Well, Noah Weinrich has been our guest, Heritage Action's press secretary. Noah, as always, appreciate the time. Thank you for coming on. Take care.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13-valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM-197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300. Or visit Prevnar13.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Great to have you with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. And when you go there, our archive of all these great interviews from these experts are right there to you know, podcast them, listen at your own convenience, share them with friends and family, spread the word. And, hey, look, at you have a comment, you say, look, at Knucklehead, I don't agree with you, or I want to add to the conversation, by all means, drop me a line, Bill at BillMartinezShow.com. We'd love to hear from you. And we get great comments, too, by the way. It encourages me because... We have quite an intellectual base of listeners here that, you know, we're like-minded. You know, we've been disenfranchised by the legacy media and other resources, and they continue to lose credibility by, you know, purporting lies instead of, you know, trying to be sincere. And it's not that we expect everybody to be perfect, but look, if you make a mistake, at least come back and say, hey, maybe we counted those numbers wrong, or, you know, we've got new information and we want to correct the record. That's okay. That's a good thing. But right now, because the ideology is running so rampant and so fixed, you know, God forbid that anybody admit to their humanity. Well, when Dr. Greg Smalley comes on the scene, he and I, we have no choice because we're married to women. Obviously, we outstretched our coverage here. And we're married to women that hold us accountable. So, you know, we just keep trying to tell them, Greg, that we're just kidding. We're just kind of just fooling around, just having a good time here. But they see it that we're having a good time at their expense, I guess.
Right. They never believe us, do they?
No, I don't know. It's just, you know, hey, but we just keep on loving them because that's what Jesus said.
Exactly.
You know, I like what one pastor said in terms of, you know, having this servant mindset. And I really appreciated his perspective on it. He says, when you interact, bring a towel. You know, which was referenced to when Jesus, you know, at the Last Supper, he had a towel with him and showed the disciples, you know, what we needed to do in terms of that servant's heart. And that's really been with me. I've really been thinking about that in many ways. And sometimes with my interaction, I go, OK, how can I bring a towel to this conversation? You know what I mean?
It's good.
Yeah.
That'll preach.
Yeah, I think so, maybe. But, hey, more than anything else, you know, like all things that you and I talk about, we want people to benefit from it. And, you know, especially when it comes to, you know, marriage, and you've got simple ways to encourage other married couples. And especially right now, I mean, we've gone through a lonely period because of COVID. We've been locked down, and maybe even in some cases, people are afraid to come out and see their shadow. They're still worried because of all the information flying around. And it is so confusing. And I wish we had time. I'd play for you this this comedic bit that this comedian did. She actually did it about a year ago, and it's hysterical, which really points out the obvious, you know, the obvious confusion that the health community and these so-called, you know, science gods have thrown upon us. I mean, and all we want is the facts so that we can make an informed decision on behalf of our kids and our families, right?
Right. Yeah, you know, Aaron, one of the things, Aaron and I are approaching 30 years of being married together, and as we've really started to reflect on those 30 years, one of the things that's so obvious is that it has taken a village to raise our marriage. You know, we have so needed people over the years who've invested. We thought about this one couple when I was getting my doctorate. We were living in Southern California, had no money, just busy, had a daughter who was about one, and we just were drifting apart from each other. And this couple from our church kind of knew them. I remember this one day, this couple shows up, rode their bikes over to our little apartment, knock on the door, open the door. And this old crusty kind of fireman, retired fireman, hands me a $20 bill and says, "We're here for Taylor," which was our daughter. And I kind of thought I knew him, but thinking, did my wife just sell our
$20? $20 bucks.
What is happening? But I'm telling you, this couple once a week would ride their bikes to our little apartment, give us a $20 bill, and watch our daughter, and Aaron and I would go out. We'd go to Red Robin, have a burger, and we'd play Miss Pac-Man. So we would catch up over dinner and talk and just connect, and then we would have some fun playing Miss Pac-Man. And I'm telling you, Bill, that they are such a big part of why we are still married today.
The
way they invested.
What a great idea. You know, I was talking with Dr. Emerson Eggerich of Love and Respect fame, and he's got a new concept he's working on, Greg. It's awesome. It's called Win-Win. It's from 1 Corinthians. And it's brilliant, but he was relating this story. He goes, "Bill, this is a true story. There's this couple that they got so fed up with arguing that they found that the only way that they could stay married and not argue was not be together. So they didn't have dinner together. They didn't go on vacations together. Wow. They didn't do anything together in order to avoid arguing and save the marriage."
Mm.
Wow. Is that incredible? They needed somebody to come by in the bicycles and give them $20.
Right.
You know,
they needed a mentor. And Aaron and I had over the years, we've had couples as we've gone through dark seasons, difficult seasons, challenging. We weren't sure we were going to make it. Mm-hmm. Who came alongside of us and just said, "No, you guys aren't going anywhere. We're going to help. Let's get you into counseling." And we just learned that it takes other people investing in our marriage to truly have a great marriage. We need that sort of community.
Yeah. We're talking with Dr. Greg Smalley, Vice President of Marriage and Family Formation at Focus on the Family. Shock upon shock, you know, it's not like all marriages are what we saw on TV growing up. I mean, you know, real, it's tough. I mean, and the Bible often talks about, you know, that somehow it's better to live on the corner of a roof than to be with a contentious woman. So the fact that it says that, you know, so many times probably gives us an indication, not necessarily that all women are contentious, but that it's not necessarily all a bucket of cherries.
No, I think the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 7:28 said that for those who marry, you will face trials. You're going to have hard times. You're going to have conflict. Now, I don't want to be like that couple that you talked about that in order for us to stay married, we have to not be around each other. And I tell you, there are so many couples around us who are struggling, who just need hope.
Yes.
They need another couple to invest in them, whether it's babysitting, praying for them, whether it's just inviting them over and sharing your story. Aaron and I do that all the time. We'll have couples over, and we tell them our marriage story, the good, the bad, and the ugly. you know, and how God's grown us. And the moment we do that, it just, it relaxes them because they're thinking, wow, you know, look what they've been through.
Exactly.
It, as well. And so it's just a matter of going, how can we find another couple to invest in? Maybe simply by praying or walking with them is they're having a challenge by telling every one of our churches, every one of those pews, there are couples that desperately need, you know, an older, more experienced couple just to come alongside of them in some way to invest in them.
Exactly. I've heard numbers anywhere 30-50% of people in the pews have contentious marriage.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so the picking's ripe. If you want to go and serve and by the same token, and I'm sure that you would admit to this, Greg, because we've done the same thing, is that we find that when we go and bless somebody like this, we're hugely blessed. I mean, it enlarges and it brings appreciation. Not that we say, oh, man, these people are really messed up. At least our marriage isn't as bad as theirs. But, you know, stop that. Don't, that's not where we're going. No, it's just the idea that, you know, some wisdom is ferreted out in an honest conversation, especially, you know, if you are, you know, pursuing the truth and looking for God's wisdom. It is amazing what happens, because then you realize, you go, hey, I'm not that smart. That had to come from God. You know?
Right, right. And there's something powerful about reminiscing about your marriage with another couple. In other words, when we tell our story and we're able to look back on however many years, there's power there. It reminds us, you know what, yeah, there's been great times, hard times, but man, look, we've made it.
We're
together, and that's such a benefit.
Well, and in the process of reminiscing like you do, I mean, for me, I immediately go to my wedding day, and I see my wife in that beautiful gown, you know, and I'm going, oh, my God. You know, and it just stunned me. You know, I was totally stunned, Greg.
Yeah.
And those are those things, those first principles that I talk about in other issues of life, that these are so important to remember. You know, what brought you there?
Right.
And, you know, it's easy. You know, those little foxes that the Song of Solomon refers to. God, they can creep in.
They really do.
Yeah.
Yeah, the busyness, just the investing in other things, the hobbies. And we end up ignoring each other. Yeah, as you said that about your wife, yeah, I was in Phoenix, Arizona almost 30 years ago watching Erin walk down. And what's so fun, Erin wrote an article about me called the Four Men That I've Been Married To, all named Greg. and what was great about the article is that it's so true. Who I was as a 20-year-old, as a 30, as a 40, now as a 50-year-old man, very, very different. Mm-hmm. And yet that's a part of the beauty that we've gotten to grow up together. We've changed. And that's why, you know, the old Journey song called Faithfully, there's a line that says that I get the joy of rediscovering you.
Yeah,
that's what marriage is about. Let's rediscover each other.
Exactly. Well, Erin was fortunate. She only found four, but you know, how many Erins did you find?
Many.
You know. And of course, that's what the Bible tells us, that he who finds a wife finds a good thing. And I've often thought about that, and I maybe it should be wives, in as much as that, you know, in her perspective, it's valid for, you know, a man to look at his wife and go, well, you know, certainly not the same at 20, you know, thank God. And, you know, here you are, and through these processes, I've been blessed to know you and to be stretched by you as you have grown and developed. But like you said, you look back and you go, wow, look at us. Look at the kids. Look at what we've done. And, you know, we've gone from this humble little apartment and where somebody's giving us $20 for our kid.
Right.
we've come a long way. Dr. Greg Smalley has been with us. Thank you, Greg. Take care, buddy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.